Greeting, dear alumni. A few words for the 3 weeks in Tisha B'Av. I'd like to share with you a midrash, I believe. I do not know the source. If you find it, let me know. So the story goes that when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, he was accompanied by Platon, the Greek. And they met Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu was a Navi who prophesied the Chorban and witnessed it. As he said, Ani ha-gever ra'a oni. Yirmiyahu was crying bitter tears about the Chorban, about Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Plato asked him, you, Yirmiyahu, you must be one of the most important Jews. You must be a smart man. Why are you crying about stone and wood? It was a building. It was stone and wood. What is so tragic about it that you're crying so much? And the second question, now that it was destroyed, why cry? What's the point of crying? It already was destroyed. After Yirmiyahu had a conversation about many important topics, he got back with him to answer him question number one. He told him, all the wisdom that I have and all the answers that I have, all my knowledge, all is derived, was derived from Beis HaMikdash. This is the place where Chochmah emanated from. And this is what I lost now. And the second question, I am not going to answer. Reb Simcha Zissel Ziv Mikelem says the reason is that he didn't understand, he didn't think that this non-Jew would understand the answer and told us the answer why we cry even though it was already destroyed. And he says, every tear that we shed, every time we mourn, it really prepares the building of the next Beis HaMikdash, bringing the Geula. We can understand it that when we mourn, when we mourn and we cry, we really understand what we lost, why we were punished, and that is already a part of tshuva, which is a good preparation to bring the next Geula, the next Beis HaMikdash. That Yirmiyahu felt that Plato will not understand, so he did not give him the answer for this. But we really don't know exactly what we lost, and we really don't know exactly how to mourn. And unfortunately, Hashem has to give us reasons to be sad and to mourn. Private reasons and Klal Yisrael reasons of tragedies, calamities, sad things that happen to the individual and to the klal, that make us be sad because we do not know how to mourn and how to comprehend what exactly was lost when Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. One thing we do know, for sure we feel that we lost Kirvas Elokim, closeness to Hashem, with the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us that an iron mechitza, an iron separation, was erected between us and Hashem at the Chorban. And we all know, we all feel, that it's so much harder to achieve closeness to Hashem. Is it a wonder that we have such a hard time having kavana in our tefillah? When we go to be Menachem of Avelim, we tell them, "Hamakam yenachem eschem besoch she'ar avelei Tzion v'Yerushalayim." We are seeing a family sitting and mourning a loved one, an individual person, individual family. Why do we mention Chorban Tzion and Yerushalayim? The answer is, as we understand already, Chorban Yerushalayim is the cause, is the source for all personal pain, tragedies, calamities, sad occurrences. Let's understand it a little step further. When Yosef met Binyamin, his brother, it says that Yosef cried al tzavarav, on the necks of Binyamin, in plural. Rashi says, because it symbolizes that he cried on the korban of the two Batei Mikdash that was destroyed, they were destroyed. They both were in the part of Binyamin. Okay, but what does neck have to do with Beis HaMikdash? Just like the neck connects between our physical head and our materialistic body, that is how Beis HaMikdash connected between our physical world, physical life, and spiritual life, our connection to Hashem and in Shamayim. And in, at the same time, also Shefa, goodness, came down from Shamayim through the Beis HaMikdash to us. That explains a little bit to us what we lost. And maybe we can understand now better why we have to mourn. But let's see how we could direct the sadness and the mourning in a good direction. Because a Jew is supposed to be happy year-round. Chazal designated just these 3 weeks for sadness, and the rest of the year we have to be happy. Especially nowadays, when it's so easy to become despondent and depressed by seeing the world around us, all the tzores, all the problems, the challenges that everyone has, and the world situation in general. So how do we use our avelus once we achieve it in the right direction and not chas v'shalom to fall into depression? There was a woman who lost a child and could not get herself back to her regular being. She could not get over it for a whole year. Her mourning was so intense, she did not get out of the house for a year. By the end of the year, there was a simcha in her extended family, and the relatives persuaded her to go out and join them. She made a heroic effort, and she came to the place. The minute she arrived in the hall, she burst out crying and could not control herself. Of course, she did not want to cry in front of everybody and put a damper on the simcha, so she went out to the street to the phone booth. Yeah, there used to be such a thing. Before the invention of cell phones, there were phone booths in many streets. She went to the phone booth and pretended to cry into the phone. An old lady passed by, and she poked her head into the booth. She said, "I know you are not crying to the telephone. I know. I was in Auschwitz, and sometimes I don't know how to stop crying." The old lady stroked her hand, and she said, "If you are crying, might as well cry for the sick people, chole amecha. Might as well cry for people who need Yeshuas, and cry for the korban of Beis HaMikdash. This way, your tears will not be in vain." The end of the story, that the young woman established a support group for parents who lost their children, and this way she used her pain and her sadness and her sorrow in the right way, in a productive way. If you look at the Atbash, when Aleph connects with Taf and Bet connects with Shin, many things are explained this way, and many poems were written according to Aleph Bet in that way, Atbash, Aleph Taf, Bet Shin, etc. But there's another thing that we see in Pesach. The first night of Pesach, the first Seder, always coincides with Taf, with Tisha B'Av. Whatever day of the week Pesach fell on, that's the day in the week that the Tisha B'Av will be on that year. For example, we had Pesach on Shabbos, and Tisha B'Av this year will also fall on Shabbos. It will be Nidche, but it falls on Shabbos. So when we have an egg on Hakaira, It's always explained that is to remind us of Korban Chagiga. But there is another reason that it comes to symbolize the mourning of Tisha B'Av, which means to say that there is a connection with Pesach and Tisha B'Av. Let's look at another connection. On Pesach night, we sing the Hishe Amda, and we say that throughout the generations, throughout Jewish history, we always were surrounded by enemies. We always were almost extinct. We always were in tremendous pain and suffering. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam, Hashem never leaves us alone, and He always saves us. Let's remember that today too, with all the tzoras of the Golos, of the Prat and the Klal, the anti-Semitism that is waking up, rearing its ugly head, with all that we are surrounded with, let us not be despondent. Hashem is not going to leave us. Let's look at a little history. In the year 1892, Lenin was 22, Stalin was 14, Trotsky was 13. These were enemies of the Jewish nation to eradicate. They wanted to eradicate Yiddishkeit through communism, arch enemies of Torah and mitzvos. At the same year, Hitler, Yemach Shemo, was 3. It looks like there is really no hope for us, the Jewish people. Between communism, between Nazism, what is our chance to survive as a nation? Do remember that that year, Reb Aaron Kotler Zetzal was born, and he is the one who saved Torah in America. There is no reason to ever give up, to ever be messiahish. Hashem is always with us. So let's hope that this is going to be the last Tisha B'Av, and the Geula will come very soon. Bimheira b'yameinu, amen.